Let's hop into some big stories. Why not? Coronavirus. Ah, oh, man. I tell you. I mean, about the same amount of cases, 9,400 and change. Death toll, record breaker, over 200. Infection rate actually looks like it's ticking down around 12% in the state. And hospitalizations are still going up. So we shall see what's happening. I mean, we're not moving on any of the other fronts. We're not shutting anything down. Everything's staying the same with the economy as far as how we're leaving things open. Schools still moving forward. They've been delayed. Pretty much every county in our area has been delayed. Miami, Dade, Broward, they've decided to definitely do 100% online for the first semester at least. Obviously, they're the epicenter, so they won't be going back to school. So I don't know. There's a lot of tension, a lot of stress, and we'll just see how this plays out, man. All we can do is what we can do, and that's it.
Did you see that the CDC and also Mr. Bill Gates, who everybody loves, said that the pros outweigh the cons as far as sending kids back to school in this thing?
Right. Yeah, it really does. I mean, there's a lot that goes into it. I mean, from trying to find childcare for people that are working, people that aren't making a lot of money, just trying to pay the bills. It's hard to figure out what you're going to do with your kids for these lower income families. Also, some of these kids, I think I saw 400,000 students in the state are special needs, mm-hmm. and they really need the human, you know, one-on-one, in-person teaching. They can't get what they need via Zoom. And, so you got to think about those kind of situations too. So, and I don't care how scared you are or how much of a skeptic you are or not a skeptic. Everybody has a little piece of them that just wants to see how bad it could get if we just move forward. Let's just go and see what happens. Like, let's just try. You know, and I guess if the numbers spike even more, then I guess we'll pull the kids back out of school. I don't know, but
is it that where they want to watch a car wreck, or is it that they just want to get back to normalcy? I think it's hoping that we can just get back to normal the way things were.
Yeah, well, that's what I meant. I didn't mean let's watch our kids die. I mean let's proceed cautiously and hope for the best.
Mm-hmm.
And you never know. Maybe the numbers stay the same. Maybe the kids. There isn't an outbreak in the schools, and you know, we come out on the right side of this one. I don't know. I'm just glad, you know, my kid is 20. I think he is going back to college. I'm not sure if they've announced that they're not. Last time I heard, will be going back.
He's not marching for them to protect his safety, guarantee his safety. That's a big
No, even though he's pretty progressive and, you know, like most 20-year-olds, I think he still is ready to go back to school. So
he wants to go, like, in class, or does he want to do online?
No, in class.
He wants to They're do gonna in be wearing, class?
Okay. Yeah, they'll be wearing masks and social distancing and all that. But I think he is a lot more concerned than he was before about the virus. We had a talk today, and he goes, man, I didn't realize that a lot of people are showing long-term effects and you could have permanent lung damage. I go, yeah, absolutely. So you got to take it seriously.
How do
you know?
They know? I still don't understand how they know that. This virus is brand new. How do they know that you might have side effects 20 years from now? Isn't that what they said, though?
Well, they said long-term effects that could be...
Oh, okay.
Permanent, but they know the ones that are like several months old, people that had it in, you know, January, February, March, and they're still having effects. I guess that's what they're basing their theory on.
Did you see that Eckerd College down here in St. Pete? They're going to do their classes outside.
Ugh, gross.
In Florida. Barf. Barf city.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I want to set up a ball powder kiosk.
Yeah.
And sell it outside that place.
Yeah.
Good Lord, no. Before we get to more big stories, let's hop on line one. Hey, Johnny B. Show, who's this?
Hey, this is LH, man. What's going on, JB?
Yeah, baby. What's up, LH?
Hey, long time no hear, man. Hey, check it out. I just tuned in, you know, because I've been researching some stuff. I cut my yard today, right?
Okay.
Kind of pertains to what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
I've been living here for like 5 years where I'm staying, and I cut the yard today. I pulled up a pill bottle.
Uh-oh.
And it had white paper in it, and it's two keys.
What?
Like, I don't know if they house keys or I don't know if they car keys. And then it's a real little key, like a skeleton key. I'm telling you, I can take a picture and sit, and it wrapped in plastic. And it was buried in the yard. You know, I'm trying to find out who can, because I took it out with gloves and everything. You know I'm changing the segment. I just turned on the radio. You know what I'm saying? So you're like, what LA
man,
talking about?
I would not mess with those keys. You're going to let the devil out of somewhere, and it's going to be bad.
They was in the ground in my front yard. And the skeleton key's so small, it looked like a toy. But it's got a rope on it, and it's still attached. And they had that taped to the top of the bag, and it's two keys wrapped up in the bottom. You know, I was thinking of some treasure. You know what I'm saying? But I'm saying, that don't sound like a treasure.
You ain't going to One Eye Willie with that. Nah, man, that's crazy.
That is. Hey, man, if y'all can direct me to somebody that I can, I'm going to leave it just like I took it out, because I took it out with gloves, like the doctors do on the TV shows, with the pinchers, and I didn't disturb nothing. I got everything sitting out. And if you can give me somebody to slide through.
I don't know who to get you, but
I actually have I have a locksmith on the phone right now, LH. Let's bring him on the line.
I'm just kidding, man. Hey, but hey, that's real, though. I just took it up today. Hey, man. Hey, I'm going to listen to the show, though. I'll holler at you, man.
Okay, bye.
All right, man. Later, man. It's been good. Nice conversation. Nice
I wanted to give him back and forth there. I wanted to give him the...
Silence, ho! Shut up, bitch!
He didn't even hear it because he's rambled over it. He has an innate ability to just steamroll everything.
Well, he was excited, and he had a point to get across, and he's not a professional talker, you know, so he doesn't understand how conversations work. It's like a nice, friendly tennis match of back and forth. You know, he's just all serves, and that's okay.
True that.
All right, let's get back to these stupid big stories. So while we're on coronavirus, we'll touch on a few more of the things. You were talking about Dr. Fauci. So apparently he was on ABC News earlier, and he said now not only should you be wearing a mask, but you should probably be wearing goggles also.
Mm-hmm.
Hey,
sure did.
Hey, Anthony. That's not going to fly, bro.
Why not?
Nobody's walking around. No, no, it's not. It's not happening.
Do you want me to play the audio? I got the audio from that.
Sure.
Call
yeah.
Today.
Oh, yeah.
He was on ABC News today with some blonde lady.
Going to get to a point where eye protection is recommended?
You know, it might. I mean, if you really want perfect protection of your mucosal surfaces, just for your audience, Jen, as you very well know, you have mucosa in the nose, mucosa in the mouth, but you also have mucosa in the eye. And that's one of the things that, you know, theoretically, you should protect all the mucosal surfaces. So if you have goggles or an eye shield, you should use it. I mean, it's not universally recommended, but if you really want to be complete, you should probably use it if you can. It's just that it's so easy for people to just make a cloth mask.
Yeah, there you go. So I tell you what, everybody, here's what you do. You go you go to Publix, you get yourself some goodies, some Chex Mix, whatever you want, and then they go paper or plastic. You go plastic, please. And then you go home, you take the Chex Mix out of that bag, you put the bag over your head and tie it real tight. As tight as it goes. And you'll protect your mucus regions things. That
I actually I went to school with a girl named Mucosal. Really, really pretty
beautiful,
girl.
Beautiful name.
Little on the chunky side. Yeah, man. Or if you don't want to use a plastic bag because you don't look like a fool, you buy yourself some nice saran wrap. Mm. Yeah, some nice food wrap.
Yep.
And you just wrap your entire body, including your eyeballs, which have all the mucosals.
Right.
And and you'll be fine. You'll be fine. Don't you worry about it.
It's going to be perfect.
I mean, look, you won't get coronavirus, but you'll suffocate and die from that. And maybe they'll list it as a coronavirus
COVID-19 death.
Yeah.
You know what
Good
I have to
God,
say to that,
man.
Dr. Fauci?
Ugh.
Silence, ho! Shut up, bitch!
That's it. That's all I have to say about
that. I mean, we are pretty, like, we do have a layer of protection because we wear glasses. And I've heard that before. Mm-hmm. I've read that if you wear glasses, that's just naturally could protect you if somebody has a little spittle or droplet fly near you.
Right.
Your glasses might catch that before it gets to your eyeball. But I'm not going to live in fear of things flying in my eyeballs, man. That's crazy. So,
yeah.
No.
Yeah, no, it's impossible. I mean, if you really want full protection, just go, like I said, get the plastic bag or get a suit, one of those biohazard suits. I mean, that would be probably the best way to protect yourself, right?
Yeah, just go Walter White, man, full hazmat suit.
Exactly.
Yeah, no, I'm good. If you're trying to get a coronavirus test coming up this weekend at a Florida state-run coronavirus testing site, not going to happen because they're all going to be closed due to what will probably be tropical storm, I'd ask, flying through our state. So, yeah, if you're feeling symptoms, I suggest that, you call your local emergency room and ask how you could get a test or go get checked out
probably
the safest way.
Probably don't bother to call the health department, probably, right? You don't want to bog down the emergency room.
Well, I don't know if the health department's open on Saturday and Sunday. I have no idea.
I think during a pandemic, they better be.
Yeah, I guess there is a COVID hotline. Yeah, do that. Don't worry about me. I'm stupid.
Hotline. You know, I saw the new projection for the storm, and the 11 o'clock one's going to be coming out here shortly. It looks like it's going to miss us.
It's going more left?
Yeah, Bay News 9, I forget his name, guy. He was looking like, it's not going to be that big of a deal. I'm not going to scare you with this one. It's looking like it's trending more and more east. Might go up the coast, hug the coastline of the United States type thing.
Yeah, but nobody knows until this thing gets better, until it gets better developed. Like, it could go right or left. Because I go with, the number one source in the area, and that is Big Pauly D, Paul Delgado.
Right.
And he has always said that you can't even come close to predicting this thing until it's developed a little better. This thing's not even a tropical storm yet. So it's still number 9 or whatever the hell it is. Mm-hmm. So it's not even a full-grown Iodash yet. So we got to wait on it. And we'll know more like in the next couple of days. But they're saying now it'll be in our area possibly late Sunday night, early Monday morning, where a couple of days ago they were saying Sunday around 8 o'clock. So we don't know. This thing, so it's unpredictable. We'll find out.
Yeah, a lot of time. But it looked like he was pretty confident that it was going to kind of veer to the
east. Yeah, well, I could be pretty confident that Anna Faris is going to bang me, too, but it's not going to happen.
Why would you be confident of that?
If I was crazy.
are you calling the Bay News 9 meteorologist a crazy person?
Yeah, what a hack. I'm kidding. I have no idea which one you're talking about.
Who do you think is Tampa Bay's favorite meteorologist, Paul Delgado or Dennis Phillips? Because I think Dennis Phillips is giving him a run for his money.
Dennis Phillips was in my fantasy football league last year. And, so I hung out with him. I may have had Hooters with him. You know, me and old D. Phil, I call him. They are both fantastic. But Paul Delgado is the Michael Jordan of Tampa weather. Sorry.
You know what? I'm taking Big Den.
Okay.
Diesel Denny. That's my boy.
Well, he's the LeBron of Tampa. So the argument can go back and forth.
Okay.
I'm taking Pauly D, though, baby, and his awesome dog.
All right, well, Diesel Denny's my man. He'll kick Paul's ass. Diesel Denny, that's my boy.
Yeah. Make sure you guys tweet at Diesel Denny and let him know that he's got a new nickname. Hell yeah. I like it. Update on the seeds being sent out to everybody's house, everybody. Looks like they might not be poisonous, but they might be. So the police are now warning of a brushing scam. And what this is it's a scam where these companies are sending all kinds of products unsolicited to people's homes in order to hack into the system, but all just to boost their numbers on their sales and everything else. It's a lot of marketing scumbaggy stuff.
I didn't really understand how, but for some reason, when they ship it to you, they're able to somehow leave a review on their product and then give it high ratings, which is what
suckers
mean.
Right.
Because then I see this stupid sink organizer on an Instagram algorithm for $19.99 of something that usually costs hundreds of dollars, and I go, yeah, okay, I'll buy that. That looks good because it's got five yeah. stars. And then I got it in the mail, and it was bent
yeah.
like basket thing. It wasn't even a rack. It was just a little tiny little basket that was right. bent and not used. You couldn't do anything with it. So that's what they do. That's how they scam you.
Yeah, it's garbage, man.
But don't plant the still. Don't plant the seeds because you don't know what the seeds are.
Yeah, if you didn't order something and you get it, don't open it and just try to send it back. I guess.
No, they said call the Agriculture Commission or whatever.
Yeah, well, with
we
the seeds,
the
but what
on,
if you,
yeah.
what if you get like a dildo or something?
Well, then that's yours. You keep that.
Yeah,
finders
it.
Keepers.
Yeah, use that thing.
Yeah.
Chinese dildo.
Just make sure you put
all
it in the dishwasher first. You know, just in case.
Yep, right next to your fleshlight.
Mm-hmm.
We also have an update on the St. Pete mom and daughter who vanished a week ago today. They were looking for them. They suspected there was no foul play because they took both dogs, left their cell phones at home, and also they had the interstate cams, saw their car pretty much traveling all across the country, and they were, I guess, heading to Omaha, Nebraska. Well, the story gets crazier, folks, because the mom died, I guess, yesterday or late last night or this morning.
Yeah.
The daughter called family and said that she had some sort of a medical episode. So we don't know what that episode is. Heart attack, seizure. I don't know. Maybe. I don't know what. It's really weird. But the mom, only 46 years old, died. Only thing I could think of is maybe she was really sick. And she didn't want to die at home. And maybe the daughter was like, let's just take a final trip or something. And maybe she just didn't make it.
Like maybe she was terminal with something. And then
yeah.
maybe she just passed a little before she was supposed to or something.
Right. Like she kept it to herself, you know. And or maybe she took a bunch of pills or something. I don't know. We don't know. But we'll find out more. But yeah, it's a really weird story, though. So nuts, man. It's nuts. Carrying on with more big stories. Russia. Now, the last we heard about Russia was about 2 weeks ago that they were, hacking in and stealing some of the information on the vaccine research from the United States and Canada and England. Well, ironically, Russia is now saying that they may have a registered COVID-19 vaccine in 2 weeks.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
That's good news.
Okay. Yeah. I say, look, this is actually great news, right? Because you know how a third of the United States from surveys that have been taken say they're not touching this damn vaccine, right? What if, though, we let Russia be the guinea pigs? They start taking it August 12th, possibly. And if they start thriving and nobody's dying, then maybe the skepticism here will be like, oh, okay, maybe I will take it then. And then, you know, we work out some deal with Russia, you know, and we get the vaccine.
I think we got our own that's working pretty well. I saw the
yeah,
one
but
that,
they're the, saying the Moderna one.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they're saying by the time trials are done, we'll be lucky if they. They want to do trial. They want to keep tabs on these these 30,000 people. They want to keep tabs on them for 2 years, but they're saying that there's really good results in the beginning. They could fast track it, and it maybe by January is what I heard. Maybe. So.
Well, I would rather wait for that one than take the Russian one.
Okay.
You gonna take the Russian one?
Let's say they take it from August to November, and it's like passing all the tests with flying colors.
So we're just going to believe their data and be like, oh, yeah, that's cool. They said it's cool. So
we'll talk to Snowden. Good. He still lives there, right?
Yeah, I think he does. I don't think he has any inside info, though.
Oh.
He's living
that guy's a master of inside info.
No, he's living in a hotel, I think.
Oh, well. Well, we'll do what we can. We have a eulogy we have to do before we go to break. Very, very sad. Very sad.
Yeah. Find the music here.
Oh, man.
Here.
Oh, God.
Oh, man.
Oh, I'm sad. 47 years old. American rapper Malik B of the Roots has passed away.
You a big Roots fan?
I'm not like a huge Roots fan, but I like them. Yeah.
What's your favorite Roots song?
Oh, that one, you know. That beep, beep.
Yeah, it's okay, dude. I'm not trying to get you on anything. Beep. I don't know either. I know they're like a legendary group, but I just never was into the Roots.
Yeah. I mean, I know they're Jimmy Fallon's band, right?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah. That's where I've heard most of their stuff. They're very good. They had that one cartoon song with a video.
What's it called?
Weird. I know it, and I'm brain farting, man. You know how it is.
Was it called The Seed, perhaps?
Gorilla something, maybe?
Was it called Star, mayhaps? The Next Movement?
I don't know.
What They Do? Break You Off?
I don't know.
I'm just gonna play one. Let's try.
Make
this.
Sure it's a radio friendly.
Yeah, it says it is. That's the thing about the YouTube is you never really know.
Mm-hmm.
You're living on a prayer
mm-hmm.
here. But let's go with The Seed, not that kind of seed.
Yeah, it
I know
is.
What y'all are thinking.
Yeah, baby. Yeah. There you go. Yeah, very, very sad, man. The hip-hop world, just a massive outpouring on social media. Oh, man. So sad. R.I.P. Malik B. Yeah, they're good. Let's go to line one. Somebody's probably wanting to mourn. Hey, Johnny B. Show, who's this?
What's up, Johnny?
Oh,
hey, Cherokee, what's up, dude?
Hey, good. How you doing, Will?
Hey, what's up, dude? Trying to find your music.
Nah.
Oh, you don't like that?
Broken up over Malik B? Is that why you called in?
Guess
yeah,
no.
Nah, not even sure who that what person was, but I'm sorry for his loss. Yeah.
And well, his family's lost. Yeah, absolutely.
And his family's lost. He lost, too. I mean,
He doesn't know.
You don't know. You don't know if he lost. He could be... He could be on the other side. He could be, you know, in heaven.
Oh, hopefully we all get to that other side, man.
Hey, Cherokee, what happens to Native Americans when they pass, when they go to the world
Great
beyond?
Question, Will.
There's difference of opinions. I'm of the opinion that there's a reincarnation.
What do you want to be?
I'm coming back as either a black bear or, a bald eagle.
All right.
Something fun, you know?
Humans are the best animals. All other animals suck. I watched this video today, Cherokee, there's this Instagram called Nature is Metal, it's called, and it's just like crazy nature videos. And this Cherokee, this cheetah or something, leopard, whatever this stupid thing was, it's got this, it's biting on a zebra that's kind of been sitting out in the sun, and it's all bloated, and it chomps into it, and this, it's all gas, you know, just pops out, and the liquid goes out all over the cheetah, and the cheetah's like, God. Animals suck. God. All animals suck. They just gnaw at each other. Meanwhile, humans get to eat like mashed potatoes and like corn on the cob and like
damn
cooked
right they
meat,
do.
Not have to eat rotting flesh. If you're a bald eagle, you're going to have to eat dumbass raw fish all the time. That sucks.
Yeah, there's no Uber Eats if you're a bald eagle.
You can get to soar through the sky and look down on your prey grab whatever you want.
I'd rather have a steak.
Yeah, I'm doing that right now. I'm doing that right now. I'm on the Postmates website. If I wanted to swoop down on this prey, I could do it by clicking a button.
Yeah, get an airplane, dickweed.
I look at it.